Good morning, WRUV listeners. You're currently tuned into Uncharted Waters with your DJ, Captain Morgan. This is a special show today because I have a DJ in training with me, Aaron McDonald, one of my friends and members of the rowing team. Aaron?
Heck yeah, hi.
We've got a great show planned for you on this Thursday at 11 a.m. Very flexible, too. So I've got some new songs queued up, but if anybody wants to suggest music they want to hear on the station, feel free to call in. You can reach us at 802-656-4399, or you can find that number on WRUV's website. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start you off right now with a brand new song from a UVM band, actually, called Tabarnak, and the song is called In a Jar. It released yesterday. Enjoy.
Whoa. Sitting in a chair, maybe down a seat. Waitress outside that I wanna meet. Smoking in my mind, just won't let me leave. Some meter outside that I didn't pay. Chipping my tooth in something to say. Every little thing coming down on me today.
Welcome back, WRUV listeners, where the current time is 11:11. Make a wish.
Make a wish.
All right, you just heard three brand new songs. Better Days by Zach Keane, Hit Rewind by Vicious Vicious, and a UVM band's debut song, actually, off their new album, In a Jar by Tabernak. Before we get into the next set of music, we have a quick PSA from the station that Aaron's going to read.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Aaron.
Okay, hey guys. Do you have any excess bananas that are growing brown on your counter? And do you want a new hobby? Well, try baking banana bread. Not only is it a tasty treat to share with your friends, but it also wastes less fruit. For all those students out there, there's also pretty easy ways to make it in dorm kitchens, and it will make your whole floor smell great. If you're not in the mood for baking bread right now, you can always put your ripe bananas in the fridge for later. You can also add chocolate chips or walnuts to the batter if that's something you're into. Wink, wink.
All right. Thank you, Aaron, for that awesome PSA. Personally, love banana bread.
I do.
Love banana bread.
Also, zucchini bread.
Oh.
I think people should make it more.
Okay, I have not had zucchini bread, I don't think.
It's
pumpkin
good.
Bread, I mean, like, as it's
yeah,
a staple.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta love it.
You gotta love it.
You know what? We'd love to hear what anybody listening's favorite type of bread is.
Yeah, call in, guys.
You can reach
banana
us
bread?
At 802 656-4399. Again, if you want to talk about bread, talk about music, suggest any songs, we'd love to hear it.
We would love to talk.
All right, we're going to start the next set off with a song recommended to me by my friend Maxwell at Virginia Tech. Go Hokies. The song is called LSD and the Search for God by the Blue Angel Lounge. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. inside is made of stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers for you constantly, and to come each time you call.
Including you will be there. You hate the taste of beer, so you're taking shots of two drinks behind you, and you haven't stopped, and you're so pretty. I think I might have said that out loud.
All right, welcome back, WREV listeners. The time is currently 11:28, and you just listened to Too Drunk to Drive by Hey Nothing. Mm-hmm. Before that, you heard It Ain't Me, Babe, Live at Newport by Joan Baez and Bob Dylan. Time by Gus Engelhorn off of their new album, The Horn Book. And LSD and the Search for God by the Blue Angel Lounge. Again, shout out Maxwell for that one. I don't know if anyone listening saw the new Bob Dylan movie, but wow. You know, Timothy Chalamet, the man that you are.
that we love you, Timothy Chalamet.
We love you. I'm like, you get that
call
Oscar.
In,
get
Timothy
that
Chalamet.
Oscar. Colin, if you're listening,
we want to talk.
We would love to talk. Yeah. Like me, I would love to talk.
I would, yes.
No, Aaron, you don't pick up the phone.
Oh.
You wouldn't get it. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's me and Timmy. We're together. Because did you see the movie? I saw Dune as well this year. I saw Dune three
I've
times.
I've seen Dune.
Did you see it three times?
No, who sees Dune three times?
This
Josh.
Guy. I see Dune three times.
Josh.
Have you read the books? Yeah, Timmy and I have. We're
oh.
tight like that.
Oh, okay.
He was actually my marriage pact.
Yeah.
To anyone listening, the UVM
pact.
Marriage Pact was this like questionnaire. You fill out like 40 questions.
It's like a matchmaker. Basically.
It's like a matchmaker. It's like a scale 1 through 7 on like how much you agree with like whatever the question is, and then at the end it pairs you with your ideal match.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, I did get Timothy Chalamet.
Right.
So we're hanging out after the show.
Uh-huh.
But
he's gonna pull up to Burlington.
He's already here.
Right.
He's back
right,
over,
right, right.
Back over in Redstone.
Redstone.
Anyways, hold on, we're actually getting a call right now. Let me pick it up. Hello? Oh, well, it appears...
They hung up on you.
Our phone system
That's
isn't the most robust. If you are listening, please call back. There we go.
Oh, they're back.
Hello? You saw Dune at least 3 times as well?
No way.
Oh, it's so incredible. Oh, I love to hear... I love hearing our listeners' music taste. Yeah, I love Dune. That was a great movie. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, too. See ya. Wow, that was
Dune
a Dune fan.
Wow.
Very nice, very
left
nice.
Out.
And he said he saw it at least 3 times. So
well, maybe
he's
just,
got you
I
beat, Aaron. You gotta pump
I'm
those
doing.
Numbers up.
I have hobbies. I do things.
I do things, too. Like watch
yeah,
Dune.
Yeah,
watch Dune. Anyways,
dang.
the whole point I was making is It Ain't Me, Babe has not left my rotation since... I watched the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah.
Great duet.
So Love It, Amy Bay. Well, what's your favorite Bob Dylan song?
Oh, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
I do love that one. It's just, I like the fast tempo of it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Positively 4th Street.
Positively 4th Street?
Positively 4th Street.
I don't know if I've listened to that one.
Put it in the queue.
It's
a great song.
That one's coming up
anybody
in the queue.
Anybody likes Positively 4th Street? Let me know.
Let Aaron know.
Yeah.
I'll be too busy with hanging
Watch
out with Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna get the next song up and running for you guys now.
What are we listening
it's,
to?
We're listening to Catching Lightning by Easy Honey.
Yes!
Another one of your recommendations.
I recommended this song, guys. I love it.
All right. We're going to get like you started it. Right now. Again, if anybody wants to call in and chat a little bit, you can reach us at 802-656-4399. We'd love to hear from more of you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Catching Lightning by Easy Honey. Enjoy.
Smoke of love. Oh,
Alright, welcome back, WREV listeners. The time is currently 11:46 a.m. You just heard Positively 4th Street by Bob Dylan, Trainee Aaron's favorite Bob Dylan song.
Best Bob Dylan song.
Before that, you listened to Crutch by Pinback, Fly Religion by Guided by Voices, and Catching Lightning by Easy Honey.
Also from me.
Also from Aaron. She's been on a roll today.
Been on a roll.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a spot. I mean,
yeah.
If I don't say anything about it, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Still got the demo tape to do,
still got
too.
Still got the demo tape. Still got the test.
It's a pretty rigorous process applying to be a DJ here. Fun. If anybody listening at all is a UVM student,
yeah.
I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah, it's been so fun. It's a lot of work.
The process itself, a lot of fun, very rewarding.
Very rewarding.
This is my first semester with a show.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of fun.
Yeah.
Having a blast with it so far. And so this weekend, President's Day weekend, Monday off. Oh, that's awesome.
It was cool.
That's so great.
I can't wait.
And we're supposed to get, what, 15 inches of snow on Sunday?
Anybody at UVM, go skiing.
Go skiing, yeah, I know.
This is the weekend.
Although, well, not the weekend for me. It's a blackout weekend. So,
oh,
I know,
shoot.
So all the
I can't
use my icon pass.
Bummer.
That's brutal. Monday, I think we still can. But
okay,
like,
they'll probably still be snowing.
Probably. Like, we'll just take Harry's car.
Yeah.
Brandon, shout out Harry if you're listening for your new car.
Our friend just got a car yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. He lives in Alaska, but he has a car here now. Very happy for him.
Yeah.
And it was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Harry.
Just got a car on his birthday.
Got a car. That's
a
awesome
good
present. I got some good stuff for
my socks.
I love socks.
I asked for socks.
No, yeah, like
I was.
No, I got some great stuff. I got a lot of new clothes. Oh, thank you, Mom. Shout out, Mom, who's listening right now.
Oh, hi, Josh's mom.
And Josh's cat.
And Josh's cat.
Is listening
to
it. Well, it was my grandma's cat initially, and she gave it to us.
Okay.
It's Precious. Cat's name is Precious. I know.
It's a good cat.
Name. We're a 3-cat household.
Are you really?
Yeah, we got a Crookshanks and Stewart too.
Those are good.
Yeah, I know.
We had a cat back when we lived in Alaska. Her name was Katie.
like cat IE.
sorry,
it's terrible. I'm gonna quit DJing for that one. All right. Well, hope everyone passes a great President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And a great Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean,
hang out with people you love.
Hang out with people you love, you know, romantically or not. Like,
or tell people you love them.
Yeah, and buy someone flowers.
Yeah, this is the Valentine's Day of flowers,
I'd agree. Yeah. And there's one right by Trinity Campus. I think Katie's Flower Shop.
Is there really?
Yeah, I know.
UVM people, go to Katie's Flower Shop.
Go to Katie's Flower Shop, if that's what it's called. I might be wrong.
If it's not.
It's by Trinity Campus, though.
Yeah,
you should check it
out. The one by Trinity.
All right, we're going to get started the next set of music. Mm-hmm. Starting off with The Stars of Track and Field by Belle and Sebastian. Enjoy.
Make a new cult every day to suit your affairs. Kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. They never know it because you never show it. You always get your way. Have you and her been taking pictures of your obsessions? 'Cause I met a boy who went through one of your sessions. In his blue velour and silk, you liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's throwing discus from Liverpool and Witness. You liberated a boy I never rated. Now he's doing this. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field, you are. Stars of track and field are beautiful people. Could I write a piece about you now that you've made it? About the hours spent the wilderness in your training. You only did it so that you could wear Terry underwear, feel the city air run past your body. Your Terry underwear and feel the city air run past your body. Could I write a requiem
Welcome back, listeners. Short set list for you. You just heard She by The Sundays, and before that, The Stars of Track and Field by Belle and Sebastian. The time is currently 11:57 on this beautiful Thursday right before Valentine's Day, and that is going to do it for our playlist today. Yeah. It's been a pleasure DJing for everyone listening.
This is
Captain Morgan and...
Aaron!
We'll work on the DJ name. Yeah. We'll get one for next semester.
Yeah, for next semester.
So everyone, you know, hold good wishes in your heart for Aaron and her journey in the trainee process.
Thank you.
I hope everyone has a great Valentine's Day, President's Day week.
Long weekend.
And we'll be back here next Thursday, same time, 11 a.m.
Thanks for tuning in.
Have a great rest of your day, WRV listeners.
Bye.
Bye.